call that what?
Little moles.
Just one of them you'd call a...
I don't know. I never did think there was one. I always thought there was two or three when they done that, didn't you?
Yeah.
I always thought there must be in a bunch of them. But
what?
Something can hang in a closet for years and years, nothing to bother. And you'll come back and it'll be that plumb full of little holes. You ever seen that?
Yeah, a couple of times.
I have too.
And you call that insect a...
I'd call it a moth.
Uh-huh.
But I never have seen him. He's so little until I can't see him. You ever see one?
What I call a moth is what you call a candle fly.
Yeah.
But I've never actually seen things in the clothes.
I haven't either.
What about a kind of insect that has a little light in its tail?
That's a lightning bug.
Okay. And a long, thin-bodied insect that has got two pairs of shiny wings, and it'll be around damp places.
Two pair of shiny wings.
Uh-huh. Like maybe if you were fishing, it might come and rest on the tip of your fishing pole.
It ain't a lightning bug, though.
I was thinking it's supposed to eat mosquitoes and...
I don't know. It's not a horsefly, is it?
Have you ever heard of a skeeter hawk? Or?
Yeah. You're right. They're a skeeter hawk.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard any other name for that?
No. It's always been a mosquito hawk.
What kind of insects will sting you?
Well, a wasp will sting you.
Mm-hmm.
And a bee will sting you. And a yellow jacket will sting you.
What kind of nest do yellow jackets build?
They build them in the ground.
Uh-huh.
And them things will eat you up.
What about something that builds a nest like that?
That's hornets.
Okay.
They'll eat you up too. You ever gotten a yellow jacket nest?
I never have. I don't remember.
I got old one right over here. Oh. That used to be in the woods out there, and I was out there taking it in. And I thought it was about through. Went out there with the tractor to break it up.
Mm-hmm.
And me and the tractor broke, got covered up in them damn things. Mm-hmm. And I didn't stop it. I threw it up in sixth gear and went out there on the road. Stopped and rolled down that piece and stopped and went on down there about Danny's and stopped. I come back and went out there and there's all swarming going in. There was a hole there about that big. And I bet you there's a damn half a barrel full of them things down in there. And they come out of there just like bullets. So I got me some moss late that evening, a flashlight, and went out in there, soaked it full of diesel.
Uh-huh.
And jobbed it down in that hole and threw the match on it. Put a little gas on it, just backed off and threw the match. I could just hear the ground shaking under there. Them things buzzing their wings. But them will kill you.
Really?
Man, them things will swell you up. And they would. They'd kill some people.
Yeah, I knew some people were.
And hornets is just as bad as those yellow jackets.
What about the other thing you mentioned, the wasp?
The wasp?
Uh-huh.
They build their nest around the eave of the house, or under trees, or under shelters. They're bad, but they're not as bad as the yellow jacket and the hornet. Now, I've been stung with all of them. But those yellow jackets and hornets
are worse
than the bee and the yellow jacket.
What? The hornet?
I mean the wasp.
Uh-huh. How many of them would you have in a nest?
They no telling. Those yellow jackets.
What about the wasp?